In this series, we've had a lot of conversations with people who share their experiences of focusing. Today, we have a conversation with the world's foremost expert on how you focus. And that expert, of course, is you. To facilitate this conversation, I will be asking questions. And to give you the time to participate, after each question, there will be a 45-second blank, silent moment for you to go inside and connect with what this question brings up for you. If for any reason you need more time, it's very easy to give yourself more time by pressing the pause button and then unpause to come back and continue the process. After each 45-second break, I will remind you to have a little moment of resonance, as if somebody else was listening to you, or you were listening to somebody else, and capturing in a few seconds what it is that you heard. So you'll have 10 seconds to do that. And again, if you need more time, you can easily pause and unpause. I will remind you of this as we go through the questions. The first question is an obvious one. It is, how did you first discover focusing? How did you get into focusing? And of course, the answer to this question involves facts. How did you actually encounter focusing? What were the circumstances? But think of the circumstances as providing the setting for you to get back into that experience and pay attention to what it felt like at the time. What was the sense of it for you when you first encountered focusing? So for instance, somebody might say, you know, this was a period where I was doing new things and learning new things and having a sense of expanding in so many different areas. And part of that was my discovery of focusing, and it contributed to that sense of expansion inward, upwards, and so on and so forth. But somebody might also say, this was a really dark period in my life, and I found focusing almost as a little light at the end of the tunnel. Or, you know, it doesn't have to be something that is immediately positive. You know, I can imagine that somebody might say, you know, I discovered focusing. It was not really easy for me. It kind of was an acquired taste. At first, I had to really struggle for a while. And what it described, you know, what it felt like to be in that place of struggling and wanting something. Okay? So, you know, generally then, you know, how did you encounter focusing? What was the inner landscape? What was the sense of it as you were into these first steps? And you're going to have a blank of 45 seconds to check inside and see what comes up. If you get a little distracted, it's okay. You know, just keep coming back. And as I mentioned before, if the 45 seconds are not enough, you can pause and give yourself a little more time. Okay, so here we start the 45-second space. Okay, so now let's take a moment to allow for some resonance, as if somebody has been listening to you, or you've been listening to somebody, in this case yourself, and in a few seconds, give a little bit of a sense of what you heard. So we're going to have a 10-second space for you to do that. Okay. Okay, so now, as you connected to the sense of when you discovered focusing and what it felt like to start doing that, let's pay attention to what focusing has become for you. So here again, we're going to pay attention to the specifics, to the situation, describing the circumstances. You know, it could be, you know, I'm a focusing oriented therapist, and much of the way I use focusing is in therapy sessions with my client or in teaching it. You might also answer something like, focusing for me is Wednesday at 7 p.m. when I have my phone focusing partnership that I do every week. Or it could be focusing, the big, big emotional thing that comes for me is gatherings like focusing conferences and being in touch with many focusers and being in, bathing in that focusing spirit. So again, circumstances as a gateway to paying attention to the sense of it, the emotional quality of what focusing is for you these days. Okay, so here we start the 45-second space. Okay, so now let's take a moment to allow for some resonance, as if somebody has been listening to you, or you've been listening to somebody, in this case yourself, and in a few seconds, give a little bit of a sense of what you heard. So we're going to have a 10-second space for you to do that. Okay, so we are talking about focusing these days, and I'm inviting you to pay attention to how you start the process of focusing these days. What is it that gets you into it? How do you take specific steps? Is it an attitude? Is it an emotional approach? Is it a sense of inviting something to come in? Is it a sense of, regular routine moment that's part of your day, just like a regular meditation practice? And again, what do you do to make the transition between ordinary way of being, ordinary way of relating to yourself, ordinary way of behaving, and getting into that focusing mode? Okay, so here we start the 45-second space. Okay, so now let's take a moment to allow for some resonance, as if somebody has been listening to you, or you've been listening to somebody, in this case yourself, and in a few seconds, give a little bit of a sense of what you heard. So we're going to have a 10-second space for you to do that. Okay. So we're talking about how you start the process of focusing. And obviously, as any human being, there are days when things go smoother and days where things don't. So what do you notice? What's the different quality? What are the different circumstances? What are the moments when it's difficult and the moments where you feel more that it's something that flows? When you feel, for instance, a sense of restlessness or impatience or a sense of pressure or a sense of not today, you know, what does it feel like physically, emotionally? And how do you react to it? And what do you think about yourself for the way you react to it? So, generally speaking, what we're exploring here is a sense of what happens when it is difficult to get into a focusing mode. Okay, so here we start the 45-second space. Okay, so now let's take a moment to allow for some resonance, as if somebody has been listening to you, or you've been listening to somebody, in this case yourself, and in a few seconds, give a little bit of a sense of what you heard. So we're going to have a 10-second space for you to do that. Okay. And then, you know, as we're in touch with what happens when you are finding a way to be in a focusing mode, whether it's difficult or easy, what happens once you actually are in touch with the implicit? For instance, is that the sense of letting yourself be carried by the flow of the implicit, like a raft on a river? You know, and this metaphor might work for you or not. So just inviting you to see what's it like for you once you start the process, you're into the focusing, you're connecting to the implicit, to that sense. What's it like for you after that? Okay, so here we start the 45-second space. Okay, so now let's take a moment to allow for some resonance, as if somebody has been listening to you, or you've been listening to somebody, in this case yourself, and in a few seconds, give a little bit of a sense of what you heard. So we're going to have a 10-second space for you to do that. Okay. So we've been exploring what's it like to follow the flow of the implicit, to get in that different way of experiencing the world, different from our everyday reality, different from logic, different from linear thinking. And the focusing process also includes coming back to that different way, to that normal everyday way of approaching the world, to find a handle. And the back and forth, you know, I know that I love so much that other space, that sense of being carried by the flow of the implicit, that sometimes it is an effort to come back to the more mundane way of thinking. And I'm just curious, what is it for you? Is it something that where you enjoy so much being there, you want to stay there? Or do you have a sense of fun in the back and forth? What's the experience like? Okay, so here we start the 45-second space. Okay, so now let's take a moment to allow for some resonance, as if somebody has been listening to you, or you've been listening to somebody, in this case yourself, and in a few seconds, give a little bit of a sense of what you heard. So we're going to have a 10-second space for you to do that. Okay, so in this little conversation, we have covered some aspects of the focusing process, focusing experience, and maybe shifting from this particular aspect or that particular aspect, that little moment, fragment of focusing, what about the process as a whole? What is your experience of it? Is it something that feels to you like a ritual, like a sense of connecting with something sacred, not necessarily in a religious way, but sacred in a sense of depth of inside, and might have some degree of almost a mystical quality? Or, you know, vice versa, you know, you might feel that what you really value in it is the part that doesn't feel mystical, that feels very down to earth, or something that that's what's meaningful to you, or is it something about the creativity, or about the soothing or healing that it might bring for you? So, what's that sense for you of the emotional quality of focusing? Okay, so here we start the 45-second space. Okay, so now let's take a moment to allow for some resonance, as if somebody has been listening to you, or you've been listening to somebody, in this case yourself, and in a few seconds, give a little bit of a sense of what you heard. So we're going to have a 10-second space for you to do that. Okay. And so, as we have explored these different aspects, another way to come into a sense of the whole is to see what is it that happens to you when you're focusing. Is it more of the same you that is in everyday reality? Is it another kind of you? Of course, not somebody completely different. It's you. But are there some aspects of you that are fed, nourished, reinforced by the experience of focusing and show up more? So what's that sense of you in focusing? Okay, so here we start the 45-second space. Okay, so now let's take a moment to allow for some resonance, as if somebody has been listening to you, or you've been listening to somebody, in this case yourself, and in a few seconds, give a little bit of a sense of what you heard. So we're going to have a 10-second space for you to do that. Okay. I hope that this has been stimulating. I hope that you will want to share some of these experiences with your focusing partner, with friends, with other people in the focusing community.
This is part of the Focusing Conversations series of the Focusing Institute, hosted by Serge Prengel. All contents are protected by copyright. You can find other such conversations on our website at focusing.org/conversations.